What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, Don, last week we learned it can rain in North Dakota, and boy, could it ever rain. So parts of North Dakota received over 5 inches of rain. Most of the state had a good rain, and looking and talking to our in-house weather guys here, possible change in the weather pattern. So when you look out to the 10 to 14 day, when you look at your weather apps also, you see that these temperatures in the 90s are going back down to the 80s. So a possible cooler and wetter weather in the 10 to day forecast is really maybe could make the crop as we come into those key pollinating weeks here in June.
We can see it. Volatility remains very high in this marketplace.
Particularly today is a big down day on the overnight news of possible weather change and rains, and just the thought of rains made grains sell off. So extreme volatility in the grains. Outside markets on fire. Nice little bid to crude oil. We currently have $71.50 crude oil. Stock market at all-time highs. Don, America is open for business.
So what's not hot in this market?
Well, the hard red spring wheat crop, the damage there is just unbelievable. And the actual what was planted, the heat damage. Some folks talking to agronomists say that the damage is done. You throw 100 degrees at wheat, that crop's already heading out, and it'll be extremely early harvest, and some say with possible very disappointing yields.
So some rumors or Reuters story about ethanol seemed to really take a kick in that market in the past week.
Be careful for those black swans, because Friday soybean oil went limit down. It's almost limit down today. Corn currently down 30. RINs, R-I-N. The price of a RIN changed dramatically, taking many folks involved in ethanol from profitability to non-profitability in a matter of minutes on Friday afternoon.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.